Good morning, he's there, Dom. You doing all right today?
Hey, is this the man, the myth, the legend, the duck slayer, the red, white, and blue neck iced tea connoisseur, the one and only Uncle Sam? Let's get it on. Here we go. Uncle Si, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I am doing super fantastic, and I just am honored to speak to you. First of all, right now we're doing what's called the All-American 8 o'clock hour. Every morning on the Early Bird Show, we pay tribute to our troops and their families and in our great country. And as a Vietnam veteran, we want to say thank you for your service, and God bless you, Uncle Si.
I appreciate that. And I know all the guys and women that served appreciate it also.
Amen to that, Uncle Si. Thank you so much for saying that. And again, thank you for your service to our country. So tell me, are you having duck hunting withdrawals like me?
Well, look, we had a pretty good year. I think we ended up with like 966 ducks for the year.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. It was a little lower than normal.
Wow.
But we had a good duck. And yep. Like I said, you know, man, it goes by too fast.
It really does. So you had 966 ducks. I'm going to do some quick math here. That is 964 more than me. So, yeah, there you go.
All right.
I got to go hunting with you. My gosh, man. You guys were slaying them out there. It must be those great duck commander calls y'all make.
Well, hey, look, now, that does have a lot to do with it because, look, we're always listening, okay? And when we walk away from the blind and one of the guys is calling at some ducks while we're gone, we come back and tell them, man, you sounded just like it, mallard hen on the water.
There
Can't
you
tell
go.
The difference.
There you go. There you go. Wow, I'm going to have to pick up maybe an Uncle Si special for next season for sure. And I'm counting the days until opening day, my friend. I got duck fever all summer. It's going to be crazy. So, you know, between now and next duck season, it looks like you're going to be busy doing some singing and performing with Uncle Si and the Psychotics.
Yep, that is true. And I'm looking forward to it because, hey, the fans actually get a chance to come to where my album is going to be singing, okay, and actually see me live.
Yeah. So transition from reality TV star to now a singing star. So tell me how you got the group together. Who's in your trio here?
Well, that would be Bridget Tatum, okay? She's a Nashville. She's actually originally from South Carolina and moved to Nashville because she wanted to be a singer and a performer, which she's been doing for the last 20 years. And then my daughter-in-law, one of her dreams was to actually do what we're fixing to do, go out on the road and sing for a living and have some fun. Okay, so with them two, you know, I call them, look, I'm trying to get away from all this. I was pulling a Jonah. Like in the Bible, Jonah and the whale story, I tried to run from God. He wanted me to do this. And I told the girls, hey, y'all move on. And they said, no, we ain't moving on, and neither are you. We fixing to do this music thing. So I call them my bird dogs. God picked them on me, and I can't get away from them.
I love it. I love it. I saw the promotional picture of you in a straitjacket, which makes it hard to drink that iced tea. So I got to know, man, because, you know, you guys will forever be known for Duck Dynasty and all of the things that came out of that great 5 years of being on A&E. How much tea do you actually drink daily?
Hey, look, people ask me that. I drink 2 gallons a day.
Wow.
Okay, and look, while I was in the military, my wife got, she said, there's something wrong with you. She said, look, you got a physical coming up, and I want you to ask the doctor a question for me. And I said, well, what is it, baby? She said, hey, ask that doctor, you know, is it bad for him to drink, you know, like 2 gallons of tea a day? You know, well, I go to the doctor, and he gives me a physical, you know, all that. And I said, Doc, look, I got to ask you a question for my wife. She's worried about me. And I said, because I drank 2 gallons of tea a day. And he said, good grief, son. He said, did you have any problem going to the restroom? And I said, no, I go quite frequently. And he laughed and he said, as long as you do that, you're good to go, son. That's what you tell you what.
There you go. Well hydrated, Uncle Si. Always well hydrated. I love it. I love it. And you know what I really like? I mean, when I saw that cup that you drink it out of, man, that brought me right back to my childhood. My mama used to sell Tupperware, and I grew up drinking out of that exact same cup. So I can appreciate your drinkware, as they call it. But
no, hey, that's funny that you said that, because my mother sold Tupperware also.
I love it. I love it. Just quickly here before we got to let you go, is the family doing well? You know, Willie and Jace and Jep and Phil, everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's doing good. Willie and Corey actually had the flu, but I think they went to the doctor and they're getting over it, you know.
All right.
But other than that, everybody's doing fine. Phil's got his new internet thing that he's doing about preaching the gospel.
There you go.
Okay. I have no idea what Willie's doing, okay? Jace, about all Jace is doing now is duck hunting, and since that's ended, now he's playing golf.
There you go. And trying to grow his beard back. How's he doing on that?
Well, no, he finally looked. He looked so funny when he shaved and cut his hair.
I know.
Yeah. Me and Phil looked at each other. Me and Phil looked at each other because they were saying, well, you two are next. And we said, no, ain't going to happen.
When was the last time you saw your face without a beard?
In 1993 when I retired.
Wow.
Out of the military. Threw away my razor. Hadn't seen a barber. I ain't touched my face or my hair since I retired.
Wow.
And I ain't planning on they'll probably brand me and I'll look just like I look.
Yeah. With your Tupperware glass and a jug of iced tea.
That's it. That's right. Hey, put that in the casket with me because I may need it in heaven.
There you go. There you go. Well, it has been an absolute honor and pleasure talking to you, Uncle Si. We certainly do appreciate you taking the time out. Looking forward to seeing Uncle Si and the Psychotics in Nashville next week. And coming up here, we're going to play your song As Seen on TV and let our hawk flock take a listen and tell us what they think about it, okay?
All right, there you go. Hey, look here. I appreciate it. Me and the girls appreciate y'all playing that music.
Awesome, man. Well, we'll see you in Nashville. Travel safe, and God bless you.
All right, thank you, man. God bless you, too.